Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal appeals court rules that a Florida teacher's personal pronouns are not free speech. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Okay, Matt, so imagine this. You have a child in public school. The child is taking algebra, and the teacher, who is obviously a man, comes in and demands that the children use female pronouns, his, her, she, wears a pen that says she, her in class, and puts these things on the board demanding that this man be addressed as a female. Imagine that.
Well, we've had that before. For example, in Wisconsin, we had the elementary school teacher.
The mix guy, right?
Mix Steele.
Yeah.
Who says he is neither he nor she, not male nor female, sometimes both and sometimes neither. So he wants to call himself Mix. And unbelievably, he got permission from the principal to create a video that we have that was sent to K through 5 students in the elementary school, in which he says, "You have known me as Mr. Steele. Now I want you to refer to me as Mix Steele. I'm neither male nor female. Sometimes I'm both, sometimes I'm neither. And therefore, my pronoun now, or my title, is Mix, M-X." And that goes to the kids. Imagine how confusing that is to kids.
Well, in this situation, algebra, it's very clear. It's black and white. You do certain numbers to get a certain answer. They're not fluid, okay? So they're in there to learn algebra, but then the teacher is saying, but my gender is fluid.
Right. And my XX and XY, those kinds of chromosomes, they don't really mean anything.
Yeah.
So comes in and basically he, now known to the students in algebra class, wants to be referred to by female pronouns, she, her. And so Florida passes a law that says you can't use pronouns that are inconsistent with your biological sex. You can't do that in the classroom.
Yeah, that happened in 2023, the law regarding personal titles and pronouns, thankfully, and that, you know, is part of what's going on in the school. They're stopping that.
Yeah, so this teacher taught in Hillsborough County, which is the Tampa, Florida area on the West Coast, filed a lawsuit saying that the use of personal pronouns and the prohibition against this violates the First Amendment. Clearly, he was born biological, now wants to identify as a woman. The First Amendment argument, however, didn't go anywhere. The United States District Court for the Northern District of Florida did grant Wood a preliminary injunction, reasoning that the use of preferred pronouns constituted free speech as a private citizen, and the interest in expressing gender identity outweighed the state's interest in promoting workplace efficacy. Let me pause for a minute. That particular judge in the Northern District of Florida rules against every single thing that Governor Ron DeSantis signs.
He's famous, huh?
Everything. And so you ask yourself the question, why did this lawsuit not be filed in the Middle District of Florida, which is the Tampa area, Central Florida? But in his case, it would be a federal court in Tampa. We've litigated in the federal court in Tampa, particularly on the COVID shot cases for the military men and women.
And he knew the judge would be on his side.
Well, he lives in Hillsborough County. He's in Tampa.
Right.
Seems like that would be a place to file this lawsuit. But no, what he does, because the Florida Department of Education is headquartered in Tallahassee, decides he's going to judge shop and files a suit in a jurisdiction with a judge that is notoriously ruling against Governor DeSantis on any kind of issue, LGBTQ, whatever, constantly gives injunctions, and so in this case gave an injunction. So the Florida Department of Education appealed the case, and the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that governs Florida, Georgia, and Alabama.
It backfired.
It reversed it and ruled that Wood had not demonstrated, the teacher had not demonstrated a substantial likelihood that the law infringed free speech rights. The court concluded that when Wood used preferred pronouns in the classroom, it was a government employee that was doing it, not as a private citizen, and therefore Wood's speech was not protected under the First Amendment in this context, in the majority opinion written by Judge Kevin Newsom. He referred to the Coach Kennedy case from 2022, and he wrote, quote, "The First Amendment protections extend to public school teachers and students, neither of whom shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. But a teacher's right to speak is not without limits. One reason is that in addition to being a private citizen, a teacher is also a government employee paid in part to speak on the government's behalf and convey its intended messages."
In other words, you can't stand there in front of your class and just voice any opinion that you have, a personal opinion. You're there to teach facts.
Right. Yeah, you're there, especially inside the classroom. You know, the Coach Kennedy case was after school hours on a football field at the end of the game, mm-hmm. where he voluntarily went out, kneeled on the football field, and silently prayed.
He wasn't praying out loud. He didn't force anyone to join
loud.
Him.
Wasn't praying out loud. He's not forcing the team to come.
He didn't wear a pin that says, "We need to pray," you know.
And the school took the position, well, that violates the 1971 Lemon versus Kurtzman case. And if your purpose for kneeling down is secular, then it's okay. But if your purpose for kneeling down is religious, i.e., you're wanting to kneel down to engage in silent prayer, it's not okay, and therefore they're going to stop you, and if you don't stop, they're going to terminate you, which they did. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Supreme Court, using that case combined with our Shurtleff case, finally overturned this Lemon versus Kurtzman decision. But a teacher in a classroom, inside a classroom, while they have certain First Amendment protections as an individual, they also are a representative of the government. Mm-hmm. And so when the government says, as in this case, you can't use pronouns that are inconsistent with biological sex, that person doesn't have the right to parade, because he had pronouns on a name tag on his person.
He had to follow Florida law in this case.
Well, and there's another case, by the way, and I think this case already settles the issue. There's another case that came in after this, and this case is about the teacher wanting to display and have other students refer to him as a false pronoun. There's another case in which the teacher, after this law was passed, wants to refer to a student by their personal pronouns. So a student comes to school and they're male, for example, and they want to be referred to as a female, she, her, unbeknownst to the parent. Mm. And so the teacher was actually referring to the student by the student's preferred personal pronoun that is inconsistent with their biological sex without their parents' knowledge.
The minor student, and not giving the parents information about
right.
that.
And so the Florida law not only applies to the teacher, you can't require students to refer to you with a false pronoun, but also you can't refer to a student with a false pronoun without their parents knowing about it.
Good grief.
And so this teacher was violating that law. That was in South Florida. And when it became known that the teacher was doing this, the teacher was brought up to the school board and terminated. The teacher complains that this violates her First Amendment right to free speech. Well, this case already has decided on this. You're not entitled to an injunction because, again, you are an employee of the state. Yes, you do have First Amendment free speech rights, but they are not unlimited. And especially in this particular case, you have countervailing interest. You've got the parents. The parents have a right to know.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's very clear now with the Mahmoud case that came out of the U.S. Supreme Court, where Montgomery County, Maryland school wanted to impose this forced LGBTQ propaganda curriculum beginning in kindergarten. And the parents objected. They said they wanted to have an opt-out for religious reasons. The school refused. The United States Supreme Court, 6-3, ruled in favor of the parents that they have a right as parents and parental rights under the First Amendment to be able to opt their children out. So in Florida, or otherwise, other places as well, parents have a right. These kids are not wards of the state.
Parental rights should always prevail.
Parents know best, and they should be the first level of authority for the well-being of their children. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.